here today, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We're now pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach. It's Stony Brook Checkbury. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for your team at Monmouth. Fall 56-17 as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on the game.
You know, I think we came out and played a very good game in the first quarter and change, and we let some things get away from us. Has been our downfall, staying focused and handling an adversity or two. When things don't go as well, we were able to regroup at halftime and come out and compete like we should. Certainly, once again, not pleased with the scoreboard. I think our kids played hard, and I think they continued to play hard throughout the game. We're continuing to address how to get better. Had a good meeting last night, and getting ready for this upcoming week.
You touched on in that first half, you had some really good drive. You had the long drive that then unfortunately ends with the interception in the end zone, and then a touchdown that got nullified by the penalty. You had to settle for three. How big of momentum switches were those in the game for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you freeze the film at that point that you just articulated, it was an even game. We probably were in control of the game. And then they came out and a great running back broke an 89-yard run. And we've got to handle that adversity as a coaching staff and as a team. And we weren't able to put any drives together after that point and gave up points to a very explosive Monmouth team. And as I said, we regrouped at halftime and came out and played a very good second half overall.
Yeah, one of the big things in the second half, obviously, was you got your running game going probably as well as it has all your 211 yards on the ground with Roland Dempster running for 141. Just talk about what went well in the run game and what Roland being back at maybe 100% and having that kind of impact had meant for your offense.
Yeah, I mean, we started out the game thinking we could get Roland going. He probably for the first time was a complete 100%. He's played in the last couple of games, but he had a great week of practice. And I think our kids were able to handle the schemes that we were executing versus Monmouth. And, throughout the first quarter and those drives that we moved the ball on and throughout the third quarter, we certainly were able to move the football via the run, which took time off the clock, which keeps our defense off the field, which is what you got to be able to do. So happy with that. We got to continue to figure that out.
Question is Mark from Alexander DeMauro. Go ahead, Alexander.
Good morning, Coach. So you just talked about, your backfield and Roland Dempster. You know, they just had the best game of the season on Saturday. How can it continue to find success against the conference's best run defense in Albany?
Well, that's what we're studying now on film. Albany is certainly a stout team. Physically, they're well coached. They're in their gaps. They do things. So we're in a matter of game planning right now. Obviously, we'll try to figure out ways to take advantage of the things we see on film and create some run space and keep on hammering the ball in there to be able to shrink the game.
Next question from Mark Singlis. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Chuck. If you could beat Albany in a rivalry game to end the season, how much would that? What would that do to send your team out on kind of a positive note after a really rough year?
Yeah, I mean, we chatted about that last night as a team in our team meeting before we broke off to watch film. And, it was certainly a rivalry game. The Apple, Albany's playing for a lot. So I think it's a good opponent for us to see where we're at and to handle the stuff from the shoulders up. And I think our kids will. They've come out of every game, upset, not happy. And we've been able to go in every game and, come out of the tunnel and compete well early. And we just got to be able to continue that this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question, Chuck, from Anthony Zucacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. I know you mentioned the Golden Apple. How much does that mean to you guys? And does coming into this game winless in your last game of the year add an extra level of motivation there?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You have it right. It's I think it's a positive thing for our team. It does have great meaning. You know, we've been able to trade it off back and forth over these years with Albany. And, you know, it's our sister school, and it's it is certainly important for our kids to go on and represent correctly on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Chuck, just building on a little bit, when we had Greg on earlier, he touched on the fact that when you guys decided to do a trophy game, he wasn't sure whether it was a great idea or not, but just talked about how much his guys have embraced it. And you guys have had some great games over the years. How much have your guys embraced the Apple?
I think they have. I agree with Greg. You never know how those things are going to go. But we were all in at Stony Brook on that thought process to add a little bit more to the natural rivalry. And I think our kids will be excited about it. And when we've won it, it's been an exciting time on the field, and it's the same for them. So we'll go in there and see what happens Saturday.
Albany's defense is among the best in FCS this season, not only with the way they've gotten after the quarterback, but also stopping the run. What impresses you about the way they play defense?
Yeah, I think they're consistent, to be honest with you. They certainly got very good players. The two guys coming off the edge are stout and cancel a lot of things out. But, you know, there's not a necessary weakness in their guys they put on the field, the 11. They don't play a ton of kids. They've got enough subs to get on the field. But, you know, if you could stop the run and you force teams to do other things, it becomes very difficult offensively. And they've been able to do that. They're also +7 to turnover battle, which means they're playing with the ball on their side a lot of times.
And then just on the other side of the ball, Reese Boffenbarger, now in his second year, had a great freshman season, but how have you seen him grow as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's played in great control of the offense. Last year, he was a playmaker. We saw that. This year, I think he's more of the controlled quarterback who gets the ball where it needs to get to all the time. He's got escapability. He extends plays. He's certainly part of what makes them go. They got some terrific wide receivers, and I think they're doing a good job running their plan.
All right, Chuck. Thanks as always for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Once again,